Come on, guys. Is there anything that Derbyshire's not famous for? I mean, you know, everything that you see on TV, it's always Yorkshire, Yorkshire, Yorkshire. But Derbyshire is God's own county. The number of superstars that we have in the county or connected with the county is beyond anything anybody else can come up with in this country, I can assure you. And how's about this for a superstar? The man that came up with evolution. Oh, Charles Darwin. No, his granddad. Erasmus Darwin, Dr. Erasmus Darwin, botanist, scientist, philosopher, poet and medical practitioner, co-founder of the Lunar Society, lunatics, radical and founder of the Derby Philosophical Society. He was born near Newark in 1734, but he was educated at Chesterfield Grammar School. He lived in Lichfield for quite a few years. And then, being a doctor, he treated Elizabeth Pole's husband at Radburn Hall. He obviously had quite a good bedside manner, because after her husband was dead, he actually moved into Radburn Hall and married Elizabeth before moving to Derby. Many of his greatest achievements occurred during his 20 years living in Full Street in Derby, using it as a base due to its central location. As Derby is the most central city in Great Britain. We're nearer to anywhere than anywhere else. As a dedicated doctor, he travelled more than 10,000 miles a year, treating the sick and poor of Derbyshire and Staffordshire. He travelled in a pony and trap, but trailing behind, untethered, was his favourite horse called Doctor. If he came to an inaccessible track or steep hill, he would leave the pony and trap and proceed to the patient on his faithful steed, Doctor. Darwin was co-founder and member of the Lunar Society with another famous Derbyshire guy, John Whitehurst. A group of friends they were, scientists, philosophers and industrialists who always met on a Sunday nearest the full moon. There was nothing sinister about it. It was purely and simply that riding to Birmingham as they normally did, occasionally to Bowbridge House near Mackworth, but it was better to ride during a full moon. There was less chance, of course, of being attacked by footpads or highwaymen. They were known as the friends that changed the world, advancing the Age of Enlightenment, where for the first time scientific advancement started the overthrow of the outdated ideals and doctrines of the church. He was an inventor in his own right, having the brain of a second Leonardo da Vinci. There is hardly an invention or idea that he did not think of first. From talking robots, feathered flying machines, submarines and antiseptics, photocopy machines, artesian wells, photosynthesis, the steering mechanism of cars, and eventually, especially, evolution. He actually referred to petroleum 60 years before anyone started drilling for oil in America. He was destined to become the greatest philosopher, poet and physician of his time. He treated the poor of Staffordshire and Derbyshire, often free of charge, and the rich and famous as well, including Georgiana, Duchess of Devonshire. But he twice turned down the job of personal physician to no less than King George III. He took part in many public dissections of murderers after the passing of the 1752 Murder Act and was fascinated by electricity. In those days, it was called galvanism. Before dissecting the body, he would connect it to a large battery which made the chest heave, the eyes blink and the arms and legs raise and lower, causing great consternation to the assembled onlookers, some believing that the body was actually coming back to life. Again, Dr. Darwin was not far from the truth. How do we bring people back to life this day? How do we do it? Paddles. Electricity. When Mary Shelley wrote the book Frankenstein, she was so inspired by Dr. Darwin's work that she actually cited him for her inspiration in the book Frankenstein. He became the leading poet in England, influencing Wordsworth, Blake, Shelley, and Coleridge, who wrote of Darwin, Dr. Darwin, the everything but the Christian. That man has a greater range of knowledge than any other man in Europe. Darwin was a radical and was all in favour of the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and even possibly revolution in Britain, nearly ending up in the Tower of London for his seditious writing. He also campaigned against slavery, using his poetry to allies with Josiah Wedgwood of Staffordshire, who was a major campaigner. And in one of his poems, he actually put, "For the poor fettered slave on bended knee, from Britain's sons imploring to be free." He had his own pioneering ideas on evolution, but he failed to convince the world, which was still dominated by the outdated, bigoted doctrines of the church. He actually had a coat of arms designed for the doors of his coach, a shield with a bar containing three scallop shells and the Latin inscription, "E conscis omnia," everything from shells. But of course, he was forced by the church to remove this, but he kept the coat of arms on a bookplate. His theories of evolution predated his grandson's Charles by 60 years. He left behind more than a spark, more an inferno that would be rekindled by his grandson, Charles Darwin, with his Origin of the Species. But it was grandfather's groundbreaking ideas, not his. A month before he died, he moved from Derby to Bredsall Priory in 1802 and died in his study from heart disease. And he's buried in Bredsall Church. Darwin's favourite horse, Doctor, died 7 years after his master and is buried in the woods at Bredsall Priory. Incidentally, Charles Darwin spent 5 weeks in Derby staying with his cousin, who introduced him to entomology. That's the study of insects. This was at Osmaston Hall. That's where Ascot Drive is today. This man, Erasmus Darwin, set the world on fire, and we should remember him as one of Derbyshire's superstars.